Charles.
Hello, Charles.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, yes, you are tuned in to KGNU. My name is Cal, sitting in for our friend Joel Davis here on Saturday's afternoon's institution, Terrasonic, a magic carpet ride around the world, as we like to call it. And we like you to join us. Take our hand, come check out the out there sounds from here and there and everywhere. It's a great program. I love substituting and taking my own whack at it from time to time. It's a beautiful day out there. Hope that you're enjoying this climate, however you are. Whether you're finding us on 88.5, 1390 AM, maybe you're up there in Netherlands or Fort Collins or Denver, anywhere in between or abroad at kgnu.org. We're happy to have you. And hearing some new sounds there from Henrique Saiz, also known as DJ Jinkai. Jinkai is one of Agami Records' co-founders, and they're based out in Lisbon, Portugal. But for this little project, he was working down in southern Brazil. And on that track, we featured some of the voices of indigenous ayahuasqueros who were doing these little spoken pieces, and including some sacred salutations to the Hunikuin and other neighboring languages in the Brazilian Amazon. Really cool stuff. It's a little EP that was just released very recently. And we're going to hear a lot more new music from around the world in the next hour. So do stay tuned. Thanks for hitting up Old Grass, New Grass in the last few hours. And looking forward to a great show. I'm here in the Denver studio. Feel free to hit me up, dj@kgnu.org. And up next, we got Eve Risser and the Red Desert Orchestra. This is also a group out of Lisbon, Portugal. The album's called Eurythmia, and it's a really interesting fusion. Eve Risser is a French pianist, and she's kind of exploring African polyrhythms and all sorts of other things in this little piece. Let's go here on Terrasonic. Thank you.
调查人间是非善恶，我拢知。
拢总知。
虎爷拍个神刀卡，夜蛇驱魔。
够嘞！
又搞你个猪头皮。 心内全好势。
鸡一只，鸭一只，鱼是尾，猪肝一百，猪肉一大块。哎呦，哪会跋无杯？你
是合肥？哈哈哈，
无酒跋无杯啦，啤酒还甜呢。
跋新杯，跋新杯啊，跋新杯，感谢喝一公杯。
KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver.
Welcome back. 21 minutes after the top of the hour, we have fully entered into the afternoon part of the day. It's not going to last very long. Sunset is coming sooner and sooner every day, so soak it up, fam. You're tuned to Terrasonic here on KGNU Community Radio for me and you. So glad to be sitting in for Joel Davis doing today's edition. This magic carpet ride around the world, going all over the place in that last set. We just heard a marvelous album, Oh Bando was the name of the group. Put out in 1969, that was five-member group from Sao Paulo, led by, those vocals were Marisa Fossa, and it was really like a top production at the time, especially for the time and place. For Sao Paulo, they were doing some pretty advanced things in the studio. 8-channel equipment, really the best you could get at the time. They had this sophisticated brass arrangement, and they were kind of operating like the Chicago Transit Authority or Blood, Sweat, and Tears, but bringing their whole like Brazilian Tropicália to the front and center. So really great album there, one of my favorites for many years now. If you like Os Mutantes, that is a guaranteed listen for you. You're really gonna like this album, and it's the only thing they ever did. You know, it's crazy all the energy that you can hear just brimming out of it, and they never took it beyond this one single release in 1969. Before that, a group called Moving Sound out of Taiwan. They formed in Taipei 22 years ago and have since been featured on many world music programs, like on the BBC and whatnot, internationally showcased. They do really wonderful things with traditional indigenous kind of percussion, and their stringed instruments are just obviously very unique to that region, and doing some fun, almost danceable stuff in there. So that's the newest album we have from them, out October 28th. It's called Starshine. Before that, brand new music just released yesterday, Dyrya Yildirim and Group Simsek. We know them, we love them. Here on KGNU, we've featured them many times in the past, and they are based in Turkey. I believe with some European membership as well. But great new album from them. It's called Dost 2, as opposed to Dost 1, which came back a couple years ago. Started everything in the set with Eve Risser and the Red Desert Orchestra. Great stuff from Lisbon, Portugal. Up next, more great music in the set. Gonna hear from some African rhythms, some great Latino rapping, and a group based right here in Denver. But first, we're going to get into Colombia's favorite of the hour. This is the Meridian Brothers, their new album. We're going to hear Bomba Atomica here on Terrasonic.
Quieren utilizar para aniquilar los pueblos, perece la humanidad.
Suelta, suelta la bomba, cae la bomba, explota la bomba atómica. Lanza, lanza la bomba, muere la bomba, explota la bomba atómica.
Amenaza de los pueblos y de Bogotá también. Nos llevan a cementerio, es un horrible crimen.
Suelta, suelta la bomba, cae la bomba, explota la bomba atómica.
Explota la bomba y romperá con nuestro amor.
En la playa, muere con la bomba atómica.
En el barrio trajeron plutonio y los parceros se lo fumaron.
En la playa, muere con la bomba atómica.
Es una bomba de odio y humano, es una bomba para niños. primera vez que el hombre extingue al hombre.
En España, porque recoge la bomba atómica.
Chacoya le dijo a Truman que debe creerse Dios.
From Ozo Coffee with locations in Boulder and Longmont. Ozo Coffee is roasted weekly and offers wholesale and office programs. More information, ozocoffee.com.
Oh, go so come up here. Well, you know, like, eh? Batu, we love the Ghana Bunga, go by Boba, put in your back, eh? We Batu bolo di gana bunga ngo bai bo bak pudi de beke beke bolo di gana bunga batu bo bak pudi de beke beke bolo di gana bunga ngo bai bo bak pudi de beke beke bolo di gana bunga ngo bai bo bak pudi de beke beke de bende de bende yanga na wenda de batu ni batu ji de batu batu abaka ko ni bo me ko ni ora bange batu. The penny and the penny, the baby and the baby, 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 the baby
Fatu, 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 Fat Fatou, que me venez, bon, bien, Fatou. Fatou, comme ça, qu'on gagne, Fatou.
La, this is Femi Kuti, and you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver. Don't stop listening.
cruising through the hour right now. You're tuned to Terrasonic here on KGNU Community Radio. Having a ball in here. Thanks for the feedback. Hitting me up. Emails and calls and texts. How's it going out there? Hope that you're well. Sounds like you're well. This last set of music included right there, Ritmo Cascabel. Those dudes just killing the game. They're actually going to play in Vancouver tonight, though they hail from Denver, Colorado, our fair Queen City of the Plains. They are doing such fun, rollicking cumbia music. And yeah, it's well worth your time to check out their little EP that was released earlier this year, as well as going to check them out live. They're, like I said, they're on their West Coast tour, but we'll surely come back here and play another riotous show soon. So keep your eye out for Ritmo Cascabel. Condi Band before that. Song Fatu, I think that came out last year. Cali Uchis with No Eres Tu Soy. And that one coming from her latest album, Sin Miedo. And that one came out last year. Or no, that was 2020, actually. I'm getting lost in the time warp. Meridian Brothers, brand new music right there. That was Meridian Brothers featuring El Grupo Renacimiento. And that's just the name of the album. Just those two names out of Colombia. Putting that one out earlier in the summertime. Good summertime tunes. Like I said before, DJ at KGNU.org. If you're trying to get in touch, you can feel free to call the number. The studio hotline is 303-825-0619. 1242 on my watch. And that means that we've got a little bit more time left in the hour, so we're going to keep it tight. Up next, going to hear from a band called Caravan. This is from an album, a little compilation from the Shika Shika record label. They're based in Berlin, but this is a compilation of all sorts of South American artists. I think this one's from Argentina. And I hope you like it. Here on KGNU. Thank you.
Shaheen, and I welcome the friends of the radio at KGNU Boulder and Denver.
Man, these hours move fast. So nice to sit in on this week's edition of Terrasonic. My name is Cal Huss. I've been your host for the last hour. Going to move out of the way, get Reggae Bloodlines in here at the top of the hour. Right there, we just heard some great new stuff from La Femme. They hail from Paris, France. Really nice album. It was just released on November 4th. I'd recommend you go check into it. Also just entered it into the stacks here at KGNU, so you'll be able to hear more of it on the radio waves. Han Han came before that. Really cool album, exploring the Kulintang Kultura. That's gong music of the Philippine diaspora. Came out in Smithsonian Folkways last year. Cool stuff for sure. Ahead of that, we had Caravan with the song Hajna, and that gets you up to date, folks. Moving forward, right now I'm going to play out with a little tune from the Ezra Collective. This is a really great new album. I wish I had the info in front of me. I forget some of the details about it, but it was also just released last week, and it's a banger. It's big, it's got a long track list, and features a lot of great guests, including on this track, Sampa the Great. So Really cool stuff for you to look into if you like modern jazz explorations and fusions and whatnot. That's it for me, folks. I'll see you on the other side.
Stream KGNU from your phone, computer, and other digital players? Download the app for the on-demand digital content of your favorite KGNU programs. Make sure to follow KGNU on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for special updates and more. Thank you for listening to and supporting community-powered KGNU.
This has been a broadcast from KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. You can catch us at 99.1 FM in Central Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, everywhere else online at kgnu.org, and our all music stream 24 hours, 7 days a week is afterfm.com. Peace.
I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has warned that all of Kherson's critical infrastructure has been destroyed. Speaking in one of his regular video addresses, Mr. Zelensky said the Russian occupation forces had left the city with no heat, electricity, water supply or communications. Our international editor Jeremy Bowen says the Ukrainians also have concerns about the security threat from Russia.
First of all, while they are totally euphoric in Kherson, the Russians are only a couple of miles away. The armies warned them that they could be shelling into the town. Second of all, there's a changed strategic picture. While the Russians have, without question, suffered a really serious defeat, they managed to extract their troops and equipment in reasonably good order. That means they have stabilized the front because they're now the other side of a broad river, and those troops and equipment can be used elsewhere, which is why the Ukrainians will keep on speaking to NATO and saying, we'd like some better weapons and more of them, please.
A Ukrainian businessman has been taken into custody, accused of collaborating with Russia when it occupied his home city. The man was the director of an agricultural firm in Kupiansk and allegedly provided warehouse space for Russian troops. Prosecutors said he also sent 10,000 tons of grain to Russia and seized farmers' property on the grounds that Russia was nationalizing it. Talks between senior commanders from the Ethiopian military and Tigrayan rebels have ended with the signing of a deal to implement a recently agreed cessation of hostilities. At a news conference in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, they agreed there would be immediate and unhindered humanitarian access. The former president of Kenya, Uhuru Kenyatta, said both sides had demonstrated a commitment to their people.
It has not been easy, but their commitment, the forthrightness in which they have engaged each other, I believe is the beginning of a new and even brighter future for all the people of Ethiopia.
Hundreds of protesters have marched under the watchful eye of a heavy security presence at the UN climate summit in Egypt's Sharm el-Sheikh. They called for reparations for loss and damage caused by global warming. Here's Mike Thompson.
Passionate crowds finally made their voices heard at a summit where protests are being strongly discouraged by copious security staff. Their message? Richer countries should compensate poorer ones for fueling global warming. Activists, many of them Africans, also chanted, "No climate change justice without human rights." One of the leaders of the march was Sanaa Seif, sister of the jailed British-Egyptian rights activist Alaa Abdel Fattah, who's been on partial hunger strike since April and is now refusing water.
World News from the BBC. The family of a jailed Iranian activist on hunger strike say he'll start refusing water unless he's given proper medical help. Hossein Ranaghji is said to be in a critical condition. He was arrested in September, soon after condemning the suppression of anti-government protests that followed the death in custody of Mahsa Amini. The former boss of the collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX has denied speculation that he's fled to South America. Sam Bankman-Fried told the Reuters news agency he was in the Bahamas. He resigned on Friday after the company began bankruptcy proceedings. It's investigating unauthorized transfers worth hundreds of millions of dollars over the past 24 hours. The previous success of FTX had made Mr. Bankman-Fried, who's 30, a billionaire, but investors began withdrawing huge amounts of cash after revelations emerged about the company's finances. There's been a shock result at the semi-finals of the Men's Rugby League World Cup, with Samoa knocking out the hosts, England. A dramatic drop goal in extra time secured victory by 27 points to 26. The England head coach, Sean Wayne, said the best team won.
Gutted, absolutely wounded. Below our standards, and, you know, I'm looking what I did, what we did in training, and with some soul-searching going on from us as staff. The players' effort in this tournament has been great. I don't doubt their effort, but it's not good enough today.
Samoa, who lost heavily to the English in the tournament's opening game, will now face Australia for the trophy. An Iranian man who lived in a Paris airport for 18 years, inspiring a Hollywood film, has died. 77-year-old Mehran Karimi Nasseri was expelled from every country he landed in because he lacked the correct paperwork, but eventually made a small area of Charles de Gaulle Airport his home. His experience inspired the 2004 film The Terminal, starring Tom Hanks. BBC News.